at brown, vulnerable flesh. The desire to squeeze and hurt was overmastering. Jack's arm came down. The heaving circle cheered and made pig-dying noises. Then they lay quiet, panting, listening to Robert's frightened sniffles. He wiped his face with a dirty arm and made an effort to retrieve his status.
"Oh, my bum!"
He rubbed his rump ruefully. Jack rolled over.
"That was a good game."
"Just a game," said Ralph uneasily. "I got jolly badly hurt at Rugger once."
"We ought to have a drum," said Maurice. "Then we can do it properly."
Ralph looked at him.
"How properly?"
"I don't know. You want a fire, I think, and a drum, and you keep time to the drum."
"You want a pig," said Roger, "like a real hunt."
"Or someone to pretend," said Jack.
"You could get someone to dress up as a pig, and then he could act, you know, pretend to knock me over and all that."
"You want a real pig," said Robert, still caressing his rump, "because you've got to kill him."
"Use a little un," said Jack,
and everybody laughed.
Here's that ritual again, where the hunters pretend they're killing a pig. But this time it's different. It's more than a game. I thought for a minute they were really going to kill Robert. Then Jack says they should use a little kid, and even though everyone laughs, it almost seems like he's serious. I was also remembering that last time they did this, Ralph just stood and watched. This time he joins in. One minute he's daydreaming about his comfortable life back in England, then all of a sudden he's spearing a pig and trying to hurt Robert. Listen to how it's described. He was carried away by a sudden, thick excitement. The desire to squeeze and hurt was overmastering. If something is overmastering, I assume that means it's controlling you, like a master would. For a while there, Ralph was Piggy's main ally in trying to bring rules and order to this little island world. But now, Ralph is starting to seem more and more like Jack, who doesn't believe in any rules at all. What would Piggy think about that? Let's keep going. Start up again on page 115, after the space where it says Ralph sat up.
Ralph sat up. "Well, we shan't find what we're looking for at this rate." One by one, they stood up, twitching rags into place. Ralph looked at Jack.
"Now for the mountain?"
"Shouldn't we go back to Piggy?" said Maurice. "Before dark?"
The twins nodded like one boy.
"Yes, that's right. Let's go up there in the morning."
Ralph looked out and saw the sea.
"We've got to start the fire again."
"You haven't got Piggy specs," said Jack, "so you can't."
"Then we'll find out if the mountain's clear."